哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹以及朋友们，大家平安。
Hallelujah, dear brothers and sisters and friends, peace to you all.
那我们请来看以弗所书三章二十节。
Let's turn to the scriptures, the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20.
以弗所书三章二十节。
Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20.
二十节，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。在这里，保罗勉励我们。
Here Paul encouraged us.
神是超乎我们所求所想的神。
God is He who is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think.
神照着我们。照着运行在我们心里头的大力大能啊，充充足足的要成就超乎我们所求所想的事。
He does so exceedingly abundantly according to the power that works in us.
记得小弟在台湾牧会的时候。
I remember when I was ministering a church in Taiwan.
教会来了一位太太。
And there was a missus that came to church one day.
他到教会来追求永生之道。
And so she came to church to pursue, to search for the way to eternal life.
她原本是侍奉偶像神明的。
She initially worshipped idols.
在这个人生的信仰旅途上她也一直在寻找这个得救的道路。
And in her journey of faith, she was seeking for a true way of life.
经过我们教会的弟兄姐妹的介绍她来到教会来查考道理。
And so after some of our brothers and sisters in church introduced the truth to her, she came to church.
大约一个月后。
About a month later.
有一天她来问小弟。
One day she came up to me and she asked.
她说传道我在这一个月里头的查考我知道耶稣是一切人类的依靠以及希望。
And so she said, after studying the Bible for a month here in the church, I have come to discover that Jesus Christ is the total reliance of all men.
我很想进一步再来深入查考。
And I would like to study further.
但是我的婆婆她要回来了。
But unfortunately, my... Mother-in-law is about to return.
原来她的婆婆给她的女儿去坐月子所以一个月不在家。
Her mother-in-law was not home for quite some time because she was taking care of her other daughter.
并且告诉小弟说在这一个月里头那些家里的这些偶像神明都是她的先生替她代劳在这个供奉。
And so she said, in this one month in which she came to church, it was all her husband's doing in terms of taking care of the idols at home.
因为在这个太太的心里面，她想说既然我要来追求真道，那我就要专心一意，不能够脚踏两条船。
Because this woman thought to herself, since I am to pursue for true faith, I should not be hesitant and be stepping on two boats, both worshipping idols.And also seeking for a God.
这下子婆婆要回来了那先生不能够再替她来代劳供奉这些偶像神明啊。
And so since her mother-in-law is about to return, she can no longer hide away and have the excuse that her husband will take care of the idols.
所以她问小弟说该怎么办。
And so she asked for my advice as to what to do.
小弟也是从这个供奉偶像神明的家庭这个找到耶稣蒙耶稣的救恩呢。
I myself also, when I was young, was brought up in a family that worshipped idols.
所以小弟能够深深的体会他那个为难。
So I can completely understand this woman's dilemma.
而且小弟告诉他说以这个经节说神会照着运行在我们心里的大力充充足足来成就一切。超乎我们所求所想的。
And so I use this verse to encourage her that to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
教会弟兄姐妹帮你祷告。
That the church and brother and sister will also continue to pray for you.
好，那你要勇敢，要刚强。
But you must be brave and courageous.
靠神，神绝对会成就超过我们所想象的。
To rely on God, and God will show His way, which will transcend what our way will be.
啊，隔一个礼拜安息日聚会。
And so next week on the Sabbath.
啊，小弟看到他来了。
I saw her once again.
看到她旁边有个老太太。
And then I see that she brought with her an older woman.
啊，心里想可能是她的这个婆婆吧。
And so she, I probably thought, I thought to myself, this is probably her mother-in-law.
啊，果然在聚完会打招呼认识之下，哦，是她的婆婆。
And so after service, after we greeted each other, and she introduced her as her mother-in-law.
啊，这个啊，这个慕道朋友把小弟。啊，拉到一旁说啊，传道，感谢神啊。
And so this woman, said came later on came to me saying, Pastor, thank God.
啊，我抱着必死的决心呐，啊，默祷之后，我就跟我婆婆说啊，我这个月我到真耶稣教会去查考生命之道。
And she said that I took a deep breath and I prayed to God and then I took out the courage, to talk to my mother-in-law about this past month and visiting the True Jesus Church.
啊，我啊想要继续查考，所以啊。啊，这些偶像神明啊，我暂时我不能够再供奉。
And so, therefore, she said to her directly that she would like to continue to study the truth, and because of this, that she will not be willing to continue worshiping the idols that is in the house.
说完之后啊，把心一横啊，等着挨骂了。
And so, after she spoke what she need to say, she was preparing herself to be scolded at.
啊，没想到我的婆婆啊。竟然说，哎，信耶稣很好啊。
But beyond her thoughts, she was quite surprised when her mother-in-law replied and said, "Oh, to believe in God as a Christian is a good thing."
哦，没关系啊，这个我来拜啊，你呀、啊、去教会。
And so she said, "Oh, don't worry about it. I will continue to worship the idols and the ancestor. You go ahead and search for the truth that you are pursuing."
哦，这个慕道朋友在喜出望外之余啊，啊，乘胜追击那。啊、哦，这个婆婆，今天我们教会有聚会，要不要跟我一起去
？And so this woman thought to herself, "While I'm still ahead in this conversation, perhaps I shall ask my mother-in-law whether she would like to also come to attend church with me."
真的，神所赏赐的是超乎我们所求所想的。
It is true that God who gives to us much things transcend to what we ask and what we think.
啊，婆婆跟着她来了。
And so her mother-in-law came to church with her that day.
几个月后，他们家出偶像。
And so a few months later, her whole house got rid of the idols.
啊，她跟她的啊亲生的母亲啊，在那一次洗礼。
And then this woman and her mother was also baptized in that spiritual convocation.
啊，当小弟啊离开台湾来到美国之后啊，我又听说他的先生。也归入主的名下。
And later on, after I came to the United States, I also followed up upon her family, and I heard good news that her husband also came to believe and was baptized.
哦，感谢神，神为人所预备的，往往是超乎人所求所想的。
Thanks to the grace of God, many times what God has prepared for us is beyond what we planned or what we had thought.
今天啊，教会在对外开拓福音圣工。对内牧养弟兄姐妹之际啊
，Today the church evangelizes outside and also pastors within the church.
我们更需要拿出对神绝对的信心来。
We need to also take up upon this confidence upon God.
相信神，他绝对是超乎我们所求所想的神。
To completely believe simply that God will provide all things that is exceedingly abundant beyond what we ask or think.
在《使徒行传》的十六章里头
，In the book of Acts, chapter 16,
啊，记载着福音从这个亚细亚的小圈圈呐、啊，传到欧洲，往世界宣道啊，迈进了一大步。
It records how the gospel was spread from a small area within Asia Minor and spread and expanded into the area of Europe.
哦，在那边我们看到。啊，神在这个向外传福音的事工上，有了很多奇妙的预备、奇妙的作为。
And upon this ministry in which God's gospel was spread into these foreign lands, we can see there are many things in which God provided His guidance.
我们想想看，在那时候，神有如此奇妙的作为，啊，开创了一个全新的福音的啊这个境界局面。
We can see how God miraculously opened His door of salvation, through many different places.
那今天我们的教会在对外开拓，在向前迈进的时候。神也绝对不会丢下我们不顾的。
Likewise, when we are pastoring and we are evangelizing and preaching the gospel, God will also not leave us behind.
我们所信的神也必能啊做从前在使徒行传里头所行的事情。
The God whom we believe is still able to do what He had done many thousands of years ago in the book of Acts.
但是我们人要怎么样来配合？
But how is it that we as human beings go and cooperate with God?
怎么样来等候?
How do we wait patiently for Him?
啊，这是我们要学习的。
This is a lesson which we must all learn.
啊，所以今天小弟想借着《使徒行传》的十六章，啊，跟大家来谈一谈超乎我们所求所想的神。
Therefore, today I would like to utilize this chapter, Acts chapter 16, to share with you this God who transcends beyond what we ask and what we think.
啊，来做我们啊教会对外开拓福音，或者是个人啊在啊灵修在信仰的追求上的一个方向。
And to provide for all of us a direction, and to edify us in perhaps the evangelical work that we are doing inside the church.Or perhaps our own spiritual cultivation.
啊，首先我们来看神想不到的引导。
And so first, let's look at the unthinkable direction of God.
来看《使徒行传》的十六章。
Let's look into Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章第六节到十节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 6 to verse 10.
第六节，圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过弗吕加、加拉太一带的地方。第七节
，seven，
到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往必推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。八节
，eight，
他们就越过美西亚，下到特罗亚去。九节
，nine，
在夜间有异象现于保罗。有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。十节
Verse 10.
保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。在这里我们看到神的两次禁止，还有一个异象。
Here we see how God prohibits Paul from going to places twice and also provided him a vision.
第一个禁止，圣灵禁止他们在美西亚，在亚细亚讲道。
Here, the first one was that the Holy Spirit forbidden them to preach in the word in Asia.
于是他们就顺从这个禁止的引导。
And so therefore they submitted to this guidance of the Holy Spirit.
就往北方去了。
And so they went up the direction north.
所以我们往往误认为说圣灵只是带领开创一个局面没有想到说圣灵有时候也会有禁止的这个作为出来。
Many times, perhaps we think the function of the Holy Spirit only guides a person, but sometimes the Holy Spirit will also prohibits a person from doing certain things.
我们就会把它很容易归纳这个是魔鬼的阻挡。
And maybe you, sometimes we even conclude, say, this is an obstacle from Satan.
不一定是这样子。
But maybe it may not be so.
在这里我们看到圣灵也有禁止的时候。
Here we see that the direction of the Holy Spirit, there are times in which the Holy Spirit will also forbid.
那当保罗跟希拉准备往北方去到了必推尼和美西亚的这个边界。
And so Paul and Silas went up north into the place of Mysia and Bithynia.
他们想说既然主不要我们在亚细亚传道，那想必要我们往北方去吧。
And so Paul and Silas thought to themselves, since the Holy Spirit forbid us to preach the word in Asia, therefore let us move on to Mysia and Bithynia to preach.
这个必推尼是在亚细亚的北边。
Bithynia is north of Asia Minor.
所以他们到了那边去。
And so they went to that location.
他们也已经准备好随时顺服啊。
And they were also prepared to submit.
接着按着他们当时所能够理解的。
And according to their understanding of that time,
随时准备要往前去。
They just continue on their journey.
但是在这个时候，第二个禁止又来了。
But just at this moment, that the Spirit forbid them again.
耶稣的灵不许他们在那里。
Here said the Spirit did not permit them.
所以他们又来到了海边的这个特罗亚。
Therefore, they came down to the seashore, the city of Troas.
经过两次禁止的考验。
And so after they were tested twice by the Holy Spirit in not permitting them to preach,
也让我们看出说保罗跟希拉他们真的有一个顺服神的心啊。
This really tells us that Paul and Silas really have a heart dedicated solely to submitting to God.
顺服神的带领。
Submitting to God's good will.
不是用自己的这个理智啊，不是用自己的理想要来开拓这个福音啊。
They were not doing things according to their own thoughts or to their own plans or ways.
神的意象就显现出来了。
And then God's vision came upon Paul.
在这个显现的意象里头，他们看到神要他们往马其顿去做工。
And so from this vision in which God provided to Paul, they see the direction in which God wants them to go to the land of Macedonia.
这个意象是在两次的禁止考验之后才显现出来的。
And this vision, we must take note, came after that the Holy Spirit forbid them twice.
而这两次考验的方法就是禁止。
And the method of these two tests is that it did not permit them to go the place in which they were going.
我们也看出这一对工人在这两次的考验当中他们有一个很好的表现，就是顺服。
And so as we have just mentioned, that one of the good characteristics about these two workers upon doing this work is their submissiveness.
虽然他们也尽人的本分，在那里探索，在那里寻求神的旨意跟引导。
Though they have done their best in making all that is needed to prepare for, and also in pursuing for what is the will of God.
到底神要我们往哪里去？
Where does God want us to go?
他们不是按兵不动，而是尽人的本分，探索寻求。
They did not just completely step back and not move or continue their journey at all, but they just still continue on their journey, but have an open and flexible mind.
但是可贵的是，当他们接受了神的禁止之后，这个信息他们马上就顺服。
The most important things that we can learn from them is once they have shown the sign in which God did not want them to go a certain way, that they were able to submit themselves.
如果他们没有彻底信靠神的决心啊,
If they did not have the total dedication to put their complete reliance upon God,
没有坚定的倚靠圣灵带领的信心啊,
and did not have the heart or the faith to put on, to believe what the Holy Spirit was good will,
他们不会这样的顺服啊。
Then they would not submit.
或许他们还是会坚持自己的意见。
Perhaps they will still be persistent on their own will and continue in that certain area.
甚至自圆其说或者是这个是魔鬼做工阻挡。
Or even to the extent that may understand wrong and say this is just an obstacle from Satan.
所以这个是很不容易的。
So this is not an easy thing which Paul and Silas did here.
更何况在十六章的第五节那里啊。
Furthermore, in chapter 16, verse 5,
那边说啊，众教会的信心越发坚固，人数天天增加。
It says here, the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily.
教会兴旺，人数增加在亚细亚。
The churches prospered and the numbers increased in the place of Asia.
照理说他们原可以在这个地区继续工作下去的。
According to human thoughts, it's more likely that one should stay there and continue to pastor since it is so prosperous.
要兴旺福音的机会还很多，要为主做的事情还很多。
There are still many opportunities and many things in which to do for God.
然而就在这个时候，圣灵向他们启示说不可以在这里讲道。
But it is just in this time in which the Holy Spirit tells them that they should not dwell there any longer.
哎, 他们即刻就顺服。
And they immediately obeyed.
啊, 来到北边, 在那边等候。
And so they went up north and they waited.
啊, 在这两个禁止当中,
and so in these two occurrences,
哦, 神没有清楚地指示他们说, 往哪里去?
God did not even tell them in which direction they should go.
为什么神不一开始就指示?
Why didn't God directly, since he was forbidding them to go certain places, why didn't God show them a place to go then?
我们不晓得。
We do not know.
但是可能在这里头有试验的成分。
During this situation, God is trying to test his Paul and Silas.
因为我们知道对外开展福音啊，是靠神，不是靠人啊。
Because we know to evangelize and preach the gospel, it is not by our own efforts, but completely by that of God.
如同一个士兵出去征战，他必须要绝对的服从领导。
Just as a soldier goes out into battle, he must completely submit himself into the commands under his commanding officer.
哦, 所以神借着这两次的禁止, 目的是要在他们的灵性里头有所造就, 有所准备。
And so God forbid them to go to test their submissive will and also to edify their own spirituality.
哦, 就是顺服的准备啊。
And that is to prepare themselves to learn the lesson of submitting themselves.
侍奉神的第一步啊, 永远就是顺服。
The first step to serve to come to serve God is one must learn the lesson of submissiveness.
所以在保罗跟希拉他们等候的时候，心里坚决的相信神一定有更重要的事工摆在他们前面。
So while Paul and Silas was doing this work for God, they had in deep in their heart that there is always a good will of God in which they should need to prepare themselves.
神必有更大的计划。 等着他们去实现。
God has a greater plan for them to go and do.
所以他们预备好了。
And so they were prepared.
只要神一发命令, 他们就前往。
As long as God gives the command, they will follow.
经过两次的考验, 他们过关了。
And so after the two tests and trials, they passed with a passing grade.
答案就来了, 意象就显明了。
And so the answer came and the vision came.
马其顿人在夜间显现在他们的前面说, 请你们过来帮助我们。
That he saw a man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us."
所以我们看到，在这个福音开拓之前，神不同于平常的引导。
And so we see that before the breakthrough of a gospel, that God may not lead in a very normal or common way.
神介入到他们的工作里头。
That God enter into their actual work.
啊, 改变了他们工作的计划, 工作的路线。
God even changed their own personal plan and also what they had thought of doing.
啊, 这对于, 啊, 福音, 对救恩, 对外的开展, 有很大的影响。 跟很大的结果。
This has a great impact upon this work of evangelism.
啊, 我们看到说, 啊, 这个神很奇妙。 让人想不到的引导。
And so we see here how God miraculously works in ways that is beyond our thoughts.
好, 那接下来, 啊, 我们看看, 在神的引导之下, 有什么样的结果发生。
And so let us continue. Under the guidance of God, what resulted?
好, 我们继续来看, 使徒行传16章的11节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 16, verse 11.
到15节。
To verse 15.
十一节于是从特罗亚开船一直行到撒摩特拉第二天到了尼亚波利十二节从那里来到菲利比就是马其顿这一方的头一个城也是罗马的住房城我们在这里住了几天十三节当安息日我们出城门 到了河边，知道那里有一个祷告的地方，我们就坐下，对那聚会的妇女讲道。十四节，有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人，名叫吕迪亚，是推雅推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。他听见了主，就开导他的心。 叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。十五节。
15.
他和他一家既领了洗，便求我们说，你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家来住。于是强留我们。当保罗跟希拉他们顺从圣灵的带领来到了腓立比。
After Paul and Silas submitted into the guidance of the Holy Spirit and came to the city of Philippi.
这里说腓立比是马其顿这一方的头一个城。
Here it says that Philippi is the foremost city of the part of Macedonia.
也是罗马的住房城啊。
It's also a great city of Rome.
让我们想起说，当以色列百姓在约书亚的带领进到了迦南地。
It reminds us of the story in which when Joshua was leading the people of Israel into the land of Canaan.
他们所遭遇的第一个城就是耶利哥城。
The first city in which they came upon was the city of Jericho.
耶利哥城因着以色列人他们来到的缘故城门关得紧。
And the city of Jericho, because they saw this great, massive people of Israel came upon their city, they locked up their doors. And they stay behind their walls.
今天福音的功用就是要攻破魔鬼的营垒。
Today, in preaching the gospel, in a way, it is also a spiritual analogy in which we must break through the walls that is set up by Satan.
要把人从撒旦的权势之下抢救出来。
And that is to save people away from the grasp and under the control of Satan.
我们面对还没有认识耶稣基督的这些同胞们。
And when we meet people whom have yet to come to know Jesus Christ,
我们也如同要攻城一样，把他们的心房、他们的心门给打开。
It is just like a fighting against a fortified city in which we need to break down their wall that is built up inside their heart.
他们的心门对我们往往也是紧紧的闭着，而且好像罗马兵丁防守的严谨。
Many times we discover that people's heart is shut tight against the word of God.
所以福音工作不容易做。
So that is why preaching the gospel is not an easy task to do.
真的是要神的帮助才做得到。
It is only by the help and the power of God that it is able to be done.
我们不可能靠着人的口才、人的理学来得到人。
It is not by our own wisdom and knowledge, nor by our own eloquence in which we can make others convert.
唯有靠着神的帮助才做得到。
For it is only by the power and the assistance of God that we can accomplish this work.
所以在这里，保罗跟希拉他们到了腓立比住了几天。
And so Paul and Silas came to the city of Philippi and stayed a few days.
到处看看。
And so they went around and took a look.
他们在寻找。
And so they were looking.
他们在等候。
They were waiting.
当然他们也在祷告。
And at the same time, they were praying.
神你已经带领我们来了。
Lord, you have guided us to this place.
我们要怎么样下手工作。
What is the work that is to be done, and how are we to do it?
人虽然已经到了工厂。
Though they have already came to the city.
那更重要的是要求神让我们知道怎么样去做。
What is more important is that they pleaded and asked God how to go about it.
神带领他们来到一个祷告的地方。
And so God guided them to a place in which a prayer was customarily made.
在安息日里头有一些妇人正在那里祷告。
And so during the time of Sabbath, there are some women who sat down there and prayed.
圣灵要保罗对他们来讲道。
And so the Holy Spirit wanted Paul to and Silas to speak to them.
或许我们会想说这个不太方便吧。
And perhaps we think to ourselves, this is not that convenient.
不像现在这个男女这个平等在以前的社会里头是有一些这个限制的。
During the custom and the time of that generation, women and men are very distinguished, and there's some obstacles in which prohibits each one to communicate.
保罗知道这是神的带领，于是就坐下来对他们来讲道。
But Paul knows that this is the guidance of God, so he sat down and spoke with these women.
而这些妇女们 也不以保罗西拉他们是外地的陌生人为怪啊，哎，居然啊，听他们讲道。
And these women did not find it strange that even though Paul and Silas were strangers to the land, they did not close themselves off.
啊，这也是想不到的事情啊。
This is also something that is unthinkable.
啊，因为神已经预备好了人的心呐。
Because God has already prepared their hearts.
啊，所以没有人啊，这个离开，没有人反驳。
And so there was no one who departed, nor no one who are against what they were doing.
更想不到的是啊，啊，居然有人第一次听到就信主了。
And what was even more miraculous is that even after the first sermon, that there are some who listened and believed.
啊，这个啊，欧洲第一个信主的，竟然是一位姐妹。
And that the first believer in this new place is actually a woman.
啊，而且啊，她是一个家境相当好的人哦，她是做生意卖紫色布匹的。
And you can tell that she has a very good background. She was a seller of purple.
哦，这个叫吕迪亚。
And her name was Lydia.
啊，在当时啊，做这样的买卖啊，都是啊，这个家境好的。
One who was able to be a seller of such kind of business, usually have a pretty well-off family.
哦，因为这个紫色的燃料啊。必须要潜水到深海里头采集贝类，从里头萃取出来。
Because the process in which they make this purple linen is a very delicate process.
好，所以卖紫色布匹的啊，都是啊这个相当富裕的商人呐。
And so one who is a seller of purple is usually one who has a pretty good family background.
主开了他的心，虽然第一次听到他就相信。
And though it was the first time in which she listened to the word of God, but God opened her heart.
哦，还有一件奇妙的事情啊，也是想不到啊。
And also another miraculous thing.
啊，就是不单是这一位吕迪亚信主啊，啊，她的丈夫啊，哎，她的家人呐，也洗礼了。
And not only was this woman Lydia came to believe, but that her whole household also came and were baptized.
想必是这位吕迪亚。啊，他回去跟他的家人来述说保罗所讲的道理。
It's very likely that Lydia went back home and also spread the words of God in which she has heard from Paul to her family members.
圣灵开导他们全家的心窍。
And the Holy Spirit were able to open all the heart, all their hearts.
全家信主。
And so the whole family came to believe.
我们知道家庭啊是一个很重要的单位啊。
We know that the family holds a great position in our life.
啊，家人。一联合一同心呢、啊。
Once we have all the family members united and one as one heart，
啊，就成了一个坚固的营垒、啊。
It becomes like a city, a strong city。
哎，在教会里头啊，如果多几个这样子的家庭啊，全家信主的。
Even in the church environment, if we have families in which all the whole family are come to believe in God，
哦，教会的圣工。就必定发展。
The holy work of the church will also very likely prosper.
啊，往往啊，啊，很多时候啊，啊，不是全家信主啊，所以虽想热心服侍神啊，但是啊，总是有所顾忌，有所阻挡。
There are times in which we see occurrences in which a person's family may not completely come to believe in God, and therefore, when that brother or sister wants to do holy work for God, he has certain more obstacles in which he needs to overcome.
看到啊，神在福音开拓所预备的第一个堡垒啊，是一个家庭。
And so we see that the God's gospel was preached into one family.
哦，是从一个姐妹开始的。
And this all began with a woman.
这也是姐妹的荣耀啊。
This is also the sister's glory.
啊，确实在信仰的追求，在侍奉的热心度来说啊，姐妹是不输给弟兄的。
So therefore, in spiritual cultivation and spiritual pursuit, a sister is not inferior to a brother.
啊，古今中外都是这样子。
From ever since the ancient times.
哦，所以这对我们姐妹来讲也是很大的一个福气跟鼓励啊。
For the sister, this is a great blessing and also a good encouragement.
哦，在想不到的人信主之后
，And so after her whole family has come to believe,
福音对外开拓需要有所发挥，所以当然呢，也要有人来供应他们。
Since the gospel is about to be spread, that Paul and Silas also needed some administrative support.
在这个十五节里头，我们看到想不到的供应就来了。
And so verse 15 tells us that miraculously, all their needs and preparations were also taken care of.
这个第一个信主的家庭打开大门对他们说。
And so this first family who come to believe opened their doors and said to them,
你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来。于是强留的他们。
If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. So she persuaded them.
女丽亚她打开她的家门啊，说请主的仆人到我家来住，让我来接待你们，供应你们一切的需要。
And so Lydia opened the doors of her house and welcomed God's workers and to take care of their needs.
保罗跟希拉绝对也想不到神如此为他们开了一个供应的门。
As for Paul and Silas, is most likely beyond their thoughts that God has prepared this way for them.
如果保罗跟希拉在腓立比啊还是一样要支帐篷为生的话，
If Paul and Silas still insisted that in the city of Philippi that they dwell in a temporary tent,
在闲暇之余，在有余钱之际啊，才能够对外来传福音呢、啊。在这个赚了钱之后，才能够对外传福音呢、啊。相信他们必须要花很多的时间，也损失了很多的时间。
That if they try with their own efforts, they probably would need to spend more time in the city to prepare themselves and be ready before they can continue with preaching the gospel.
保罗跟希拉来到腓立比，是完全仰望神的带领的。
Paul and Silas came to Philippi completely under the guidance of God.
当然，他们也不会带很多的钱呢。
Of course, they did not bring with them much money with them.
现在神的方法显明在他们的前头。
Now that the plan of God has been manifested before them.
有人呐、啊，打开家门要欢迎他们。
And now there's someone who opened their door and welcomed them in.
保罗跟希拉也很有智慧啊，不肯接受个刚信主的。这个信徒啊的接待啊。
Paul and Silas was also very wise in that they were not, they were just thinking it twice about going into a family that have just come to believe in God.
生怕影响到这一家人的信心。
Because they do not want to have a negative impact upon their this family's faith.
但是我们看到吕底亚全家啊，他们却是强留的保罗啊。而且也说出了智慧的话语来。
They don't want to add any additional burden to this household, but we see that Lydia was able to respond.
你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家来住。
She responded by saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, then you can come to my house and stay."
换句话说除非你不相信我是真正信耶稣啊。
That is to also say, in other words,If you do not think that I believe in God, then you will not come to my house.
这个刚信主不久的姐妹竟然就能说出请到我家来，我要奉主的名接待你们。
The sister who have just come to believe is able to say, come to my house, and in the name of Lord Jesus, I will welcome you to stay.
这真是奇妙的预备啊。
This is indeed a miraculous preparation.
也让我们信主多年却经常拒绝做接待工作的我们觉得汗颜，觉得羞愧。
And this also put us into shame of us who have come to believe in God for so long, and yet we shut our doors to God's worker many times.
在旧约里头以利亚先知、以利沙先知也曾经受过姐妹的接待。
In the Old Testament, both Prophet Elijah and Elisha also received a warm welcome from a woman.
撒勒法寡妇。苏念的妇人
，The widow of Zarephath。
所以姐妹在这个接待的工作上，尤其在接待神的仆人、接待神的工人的侍奉上，永远是跑在前面的。
And so the work of hospitality toward God's workers, if you see throughout the Bible, that woman, the sisters, was at the forefront.
主耶稣在世上传福音的时候。
When Jesus was also preaching in the world,
也有一些爱主的姐妹啊，来供应他跟门徒的需要。
There are also many sisters who love Christ very much and prepare for him and his disciples' needs.
所以姐妹虽然没有办法像弟兄 哦，那么样的方便啊，这个往全世界各地去开拓福音。
Even though for a woman it is more difficult compared to a man to just go to different places, to preach the gospel.
但是他们在后勤、在供应、在接待的侍奉上。
But in terms of support of the work behind the scenes, the hospitality, all the preparation work, they also have taken a great part.
所以我们也看到说，这个福音对外开拓或对内牧养啊，都是全面性的。
So we see that this holy work, both in and out of the church, all have this great, it encompasses a great part.
哦，啊，就如同大卫。他打仗那个留守看守器具的人、啊、同样能够分得掳物一样。
Just like David, when he went out to battle, after he came back victorious, he also shared the spoils with those who did not go into war.
所以在将来 the families. 啊，在将来神啊，对这些开拓福音工作的啊工人奖赏之余啊，那些接待的人呐、啊，也必定能够同享福分。
In the future, when we go to heaven, you will see that God will not only reward those who preach His word, but He also reward likewise those who shows hospitality and to provide needs for His workers.
所以我们不要轻看这个接待的工作。
So let us not look lightly upon this work of hospitality.
那再来啊，我们看到说，如果福音工作啊是这么容易就开拓了。
Now, if we see this and we say the work of the preaching the gospel seems so easy.
啊，都没有什么阻挡，没有什么患难啊。
If there is no obstacle and there are no difficulties.
那有可能啊，啊，这是人编造出来的一些励志的故事吧。
And then perhaps this is some stories that's made up by other people.
啊，我们想想看，福音的传扬要把人从魔鬼撒旦的权势下夺回来。
If we think about this work of preaching the gospel and to deliver a man's soul from the grasp of Satan.
如果撒旦啊却毫无作为，那才值得我们稀奇呀。
If Satan just held his peace and not do anything about it while we are taking saving souls, then this will be a very strange thing.
哎，果然没有错，撒旦魔鬼。在这个时候就开始反击了。
And of course, we see here at this moment that Satan began to counterattack.
好，但是值得我们注意的，魔鬼他反击的方式也是出乎人想象之外的。
But then we look at the way of Satan. Sometimes it's also beyond the thoughts of man.
想不到的逼迫。
The unknown and the unthinkable persecution.
那我们来看十六节。
Let's look into verse 16.
《使徒行传》十六章十六节
，Acts chapter 16 verse 16。
十六节，后来我们往那里祷告的地方去，有一个使女迎着面来，她被巫鬼所缚，用法术叫她主人们大得财力。十七节
，17。
她跟随保罗和我们喊着说：“这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。”十八节
，18。
他一连多日这样喊叫，保罗就心中厌烦，转身对那鬼说：“我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你，从他身上出来。”那鬼当时就出来了。我们看到啊，魔鬼所采用的逼迫方法。
Here we see the way in which the Satan used to persecute the Paul.
啊，是用。我们所想象不到的。
And this way in which he used is also quite unique and beyond what we had thought.
一个被鬼所附的侍女跟在保罗希拉后面喊着说啊，说这些人呢、啊、是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。
A slave girl who was possessed followed Paul and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation."
哎，他讲的是实情啊。
What she proclaimed here is the truth.
哦，保罗希拉确实是至高神的仆人。
That Paul and Silas truly were the servants of the Most High God.
而他们传讲的信息确实是救人的道。
And what they are proclaiming is also the ways of salvation.
那我们想想看，这个被鬼所附的使女，她这样说好不好
？Now, if we think about this whole situation, this girl who was possessed.Her saying these words, is it a good or not?
哦，这里记载说啊，这个使女啊，她 啊，因为被鬼所附，所以他会行一些法术啊，来让他的主人得利啊。
Here we see before in verse 16 that this woman who was possessed with spiritual divination was able to bring her master much profit by fortune telling.
那想必在当地啊，应该也是小有名气才对啊，应该是出名的人物啊。
And so she is probably quite famous.
啊，那这样的一个人物免费替保罗希拉做广告，有什么不好？
And so this girl who was pretty well known and make this advertisement for Paul and Silas, what is so bad about it?
这个就是魔鬼他厉害的地方。
And this is where Satan is tricky.
好，目的啊，就是要让人混淆不清啊。
And the purpose is that she makes 混淆不清，
让人家分辨不清楚什么是真道，什么是邪道。
That he confuses other whether what is true and what is not.
哦，魔鬼厉害的地方就在这里。
This is the weapon of Satan.
既然他无法消灭真道
，since he is the Satan is unable to quench the way of the truth.
那他就以假乱真啊。
And so he make He creates this chaos.
所以他在保罗希拉后面所说的这些是一个反见证。
And so when she proclaimed this behind Paul and Silas, it is like a reverse psychology.
目的啊，就是要让人分不清楚啊，什么是得救的正道，什么是引人到灭亡的邪道。
To confuse the thoughts of other listeners. Who are listening to the words of Paul and Silas.
当耶稣在世上传福音的时候
When Jesus was preaching in this world,
当时的这个宗教领袖这些法利赛人他们也是这样子来污蔑耶稣说他是靠着鬼王别西卜赶鬼的。
That the leaders of the people, the Pharisees and the teachers of laws also even said the statement in which Jesus was able to do this work through the prince of Satan.
因为啊，你看，鬼都拥护他，鬼都听他的，那他不是靠鬼赶鬼，那他靠的是什么？
And so they made the excuse that he is able to cast out demons with the power of a prince of demons.
同样在这里，这个被鬼所附的使女啊。不但没有反驳保罗跟希拉所传的道，不但没有批评阻挡保罗希拉所做的工作，而反而见证替他们宣传，那让不知情的人就觉得说这他们是同一路的，同一家公司的嘛。
So what this girl was doing here was that she was confusing the multitude by since people know that this girl was possessed and possessed by a spirit of divination.And this spirit is different than that spirit of Paul, but by doing this way in which she proclaimed and made this advertisement for Paul and Silas, she is actually confusing the hearts of the people and thinking that Paul and Silas is with the same spirit as she is.
所以这就是魔鬼撒旦他的厉害，他的诡计啊。
And so this is the trickery of Satan.
他所用想不到的阻挡。
He used this way in which was beyond our imagination.
如果我们没有属灵的智慧的话
，If we do not have the spiritual wisdom，
或许会觉得说不错啊，这个当地的名人还替我们做广告
，We probably would think to ourselves, this is not bad that someone native to this land can make this advertisement or proclamation for us。
再说哈、强龙不压地头蛇嘛，我们尊重别人好了，尊重别人呐、
And then that we submit and we show respect to other people.
往往我们在开拓福音的时候，我们也会有这样的阻挡跟软弱。
Sometimes when we are preaching, we may also fall into such a trap.
在高举这个尊重跟高举和睦相处之际把真道给掩盖了。
That by enjoying a certain respect.That we have from other people, that we have forsaken the importance of the truth.
那个救人的道就不见了。
And then this way of salvation, this truth to salvation will disappear.
都一样嘛，都是信耶稣嘛，啊，和平和平。
Oh, we all believe in God. Then we should have no differences. Everyone should be in peace.
都一样嘛，都是在拜神嘛，啊，和平和平。
We are all believing in God. Therefore, we should be in peace.
啊，这个就是魔鬼厉害的地方。
This is the tricky part of Satan.
以假来混淆真的。
Using what is false to pretend that is true.
因为时间的关系，我们下午再继续来分享。
Because of time, we will continue our second session this afternoon.
这个想不到的攻击也带来了想不到的逼迫。
That this unthinkable attack from Satan also brought up some unknown results.